Hello and welcome to this episode of In Focus. I'm Candace Fitch, Portfolio Manager at Tricert Investment Counsel, filling in as the host today. I am joined by fellow Portfolio Manager Nick Leach, who is our expert on all things income producing. Welcome, Nick.
Hi, Candace. Good to be here.
Good to chat with you today. Now, since your last update, there has actually been some excitement in the income producing world. Can you talk to us a little bit about what is happening with interest rates?
So let's start with the Bank of Canada. It cut its policy rate twice since our last episode back in May. 25 basis points cut each time. And then when we look at the U.S. Federal Reserve, that's held steady. Federal Reserve is actually somewhat of an outlier globally. We've seen rate reductions not just in Canada, but also the European Central Bank, the Bank of England, and a handful of other countries. So today, the U.S. policy rate is the target range is 5.25% to 5.5%. Canada, we're sitting at 4.5%. So that's a big differential, 100 basis points. And we expect that differential to continue. The U.S. is widely expected to lower rates over the next several meetings, but so is Canada. So that differential may hold for quite some time.
Sure. And, you know, thinking about U.S. and Canada, it historically, you know, we've seen really quite tight policies between the two of us. Why do you think now has been so different? You know, why didn't the U.S. cut when we did?
Well, it really boils down to inflation and now recently more so employment. And also, of course, the forward guidance that the central banks provide. So inflation had been falling fairly consistently in Canada and more so in Europe. But in the first half of the year, the inflation rate in the U.S. was stuck at somewhat elevated levels. So in Canada, we're under 3%. Europe, that's closer to 2%. But in the U.S., it's only recently fallen to 3%. And then actually today we had the CPI report, the inflation reading out of the U.S., and it did fall, the headline fell to 2.9%, but that core level is still a little bit over 3%. So the Fed didn't lower rates in its July meeting, but in the conference, they did hint at a possible rate cut in September. And they mentioned some concern about employment. And then we had the U.S. Jobs report come out and actually did indicate some weakness in employment. And that kind of really cemented the expectations for a September rate cut. And actually, before that jobs report, there was about a 95% probability that the Fed would cut rates by 25 basis points in September, and a 5% probability they'd cut by 50 basis points. Now, the chance of a 50 basis point rate cut jumped to 50% after that jobs report. So there was some concern there.
Wow. Okay. So knowing all of this, you know, how are the markets reacting to this news? I know that they love certainty. So with this change of narrative, what's that look like for us?
Well, I mean, if you look at the bond markets, the U.S. jobs report, the non-farm payroll report that comes out first Friday of every month, that's always been such a major driver of the bond markets in the U.S. And it's also been a major driver of the bond markets in Canada. But it took a backseat to the inflation report over the last couple of years because inflation was so elevated. That was the Fed's main concern. So now that employment report, those numbers are back in the driver's seat. And we saw that this past report. So the July jobs report came out in the first week of August. And it showed an increase in the unemployment rate. And we saw this huge reaction in the bond market, massive rally in the bond market, sharp drop in yields. And that was both Canada and the U.S. And it was really elevated and evident in the short end. The U.S. 1-year bond was a little over 5% in July and it fell to 4.4 after the jobs report. And at the same time, when that report came out, the Canada 1-year bond fell 60 basis points to 3.9%. So those are really big moves in the short end of the bond market.
Yeah. And, you know, for people who don't follow bonds closely, those are really drastic. You know, in terms of we've had an inverted yield curve now for, it feels like forever almost. Gosh, it's been so long. What does that look like now that we're seeing those short end of the bond curve drop?
Well, yeah, it's been inverted for 2 years. And keep in mind, this is not a normal yield curve. Normal yield curves are typically upward sloping. So, yeah, so even though the Canada, Bank of Canada reduced the policy rate by 50 basis points, ultra short term yields have fallen at the short end. But bond yields in the medium term and longer term have also fallen. And that's the same in the U.S. We're seeing that like a parallel shift down. Across the entire yield curve in Canada. Now it's not as steep as it was a few months ago, but it still remains inverted. And the steepness really depends on that area of the curve that you're looking at. As we as a bond market is still pricing in these rate cuts by both the Federal Reserve and the Bank of Canada.
Right. So in terms of all of this, you know, corporate bonds, government bonds, you know, where are the spreads right now?
Okay, so corporate credit spreads, investment grade, have been at very, very tight levels all year in both Canada and the U.S. And we did see some volatility and credit spreads widening on concerns around that U.S. employment picture that we talked about. That stoked fears of a possible recession. So that drove credit spreads wider in Canada and the U.S. So in Canada and the U.S., investment grade spreads hit like a historically low level of 85 basis points in July. Typically, they're, you know, the average is around 120, 130 basis points. And then we saw that jobs report, and initially credit spreads in the U.S. Blew out by 20 basis points. In Canada, they widened by 10. And that was alongside that sell-off in the equities that we saw and the increase in the volatility index. Credit spreads and have always been very correlated with equities and the volatility index. That's calmed down since then. Now we're sitting around 90 basis points, but that's still very tight relative to historical levels. So the credit markets are not signaling any type of recession.
Oh, you said the R word, Nick. Yeah. I guess it depends on what news outlet you listen to. It could be a soft landing, could be a slowdown, could be a recession. We never know what they're going to do. It's a fine tightrope that they're walking. Let's switch gears a little bit to preferred shares, some of which are also tied to interest rates. What has this, you know, these two small rate cuts in Canada done to our preferred share market?
Well, if you look at the preferred share market, very strong returns over the past year to date. One of the best performing asset classes. Total return is up 16% so far this year, 22% in 1 year, and that includes a 6% annual dividend. So the market is really dominated. Most of the markets are these 5-year fixed resets. So those issues that reset prior to that drop. The drop in those yields, those would have outperformed. And then you have the perpetuals that have a fixed dividend. Those are also benefiting from the falling yield. So, but it's not just the falling yields that some of these, pref issues are benefiting from. The market size is actually shrinking, because the supply, is declining. What we're seeing is that the banks that are, dominant in issuing preferred shares, they're replacing them with the relatively new limited recourse capital notes. These offer better funding costs on an after-tax basis for the banks. And what we saw in July alone, there was $2.25 billion worth of prefs redeemed. So the market shrank by almost 5% in just 1 month alone. So these kind of technicals, they are providing a support to the pricing for the pref markets. It's not just the yields, but it's these technical supply issues that are also supportive for prices. And we expect that to continue.
Right. Now, knowing all of this great information that you shared with us today, you know, what does this mean for our clients? Are we making any changes? Is there anything we should be looking out for?
There's no need for any tactical change. Our strategic is still favoring the corporates 1 to 5 years. So right now in today's environment, we're locking in a tax efficient yield on those corporates of around 4.25%. As we talked about, the short-term rates are going to come down more as those policy rates come down, but that's going to be gradual over the next year or so. If you think about the central banks lowering by 25 basis points at each meeting, is going to be a gradual decline. So, and as we talked, the yield curve is still inverted, right? So the bond market's already pricing in those declines in the policy rate. So you can argue that there's really no benefit in extending the term beyond 5 years, because with an inverted yield curve, we're just going to be earning a lower yield, but with a longer term, we'd be taking on higher duration risk. So right. I don't see any benefit for extending duration right now with an inverted yield curve.
Fair enough. Well, thank you so much for all the insight and information today, Nick.
Okay. Thanks, Candace. Great chatting with you.
Of course, if anybody has any questions, they can reach out to their financial advisor, their TriCert Investment Council portfolio manager, or myself.